What's up, folks? It's your boy, Big Tommy Burns, and welcome to another episode of Beast Talks with Big Tommy Burns. I'm actually probably about to change this to Traffic Talks with Big Tommy Burns for most of the episodes. I'm in traffic on my way to the gym, about to get the workday started. And today's a very special day. Today's episode number 4 of the podcast, or the pod, as Miss Devin would say. Today's very special because this is the first day that I'm actually going to the gym to open up, to serve and to welcome clients and friends into my very own space of a gym. It's not my gym, my own personal gym yet, but it is the Beast of the Bay training space. I have all of my equipment that I have in storage or had in storage in the space now, and about to get more equipment so I can make sure that the space is even more functional for what I needed to do. But man, it's been quite a process. We just finished up the first week last week, moving into this new space. I've been blessed to know a brother who launched a gym and found some space at a gym, you know, where I trained in the same city that I trained. Met him a couple years ago when he opened up. He reached out because we were doing a lot of things in powerlifting and, you know, hosting competitions. And he wanted to see if there was a way that we could serve each other's, serve each other's mission. And we got to chatting and talking, and he reached out and said if I could actually show his crew of clients and members how to do powerlifting and things like that. And we were planning on, you know, hosting a mock meet, things like that, in his gym. And, you know, once we got to talking, that we started talking about, you know, what was it going to cost, or what was I going to charge. And man, if you know me and you've been following me in any way, shape, or form, you know that I'm a person that just wants to provide value for people. Like, I really want people to do well, to be well, to live well. And any way that I can serve to help that happen, you know, I'm willing to do. So it was no cost. You know, I knew at some point we would be able to serve each other. And I think that, you know, that's a powerful thing, man. I value relationships over money. And sometimes it's been kind of tough to do that when you have that kind of philosophy and base, especially now that I'm, you know, engaged to be married, and we have a lot coming up as far as the wedding next year and, you know, life expenses and things like that. But it's still a core principle philosophy that I have, that I value relationships over monetary gain, you know. And I think that if I serve the relationships that I have in my life well, with what I have to offer, with my gifts and my value, then those relationships will serve me well when it's time for me to raise my game, or when I'm in need, right? And so that's what happened. We sat down, had lunch, and talked. And that's what transpired. And the actual event never even happened. But we've been, this gentleman, stayed connected over the last couple of years. And so as we're watching each other grow, I'm watching him do his thing and build the gym out even more. And finally, once I was ready to reach out and branch out to build, you know, my own gym, this is at the beginning of 2019, I reached out to a few people in the community to see if they knew anybody that had space or had a space that wasn't being utilized. And we converted it to the first gym. And it didn't happen. So I ended up staying at the place that I was for longer. And then, you know, God has a way of moving, man. I believe that God has a way of moving and making things so that when it's time for you to move, if you're not really paying attention to the signs, or you're not really listening like you're supposed to be listening, then he has a way of creating an environment that makes you move. And I wouldn't say that I was necessarily not listening and not paying attention to the signs, but I have been known to stay in a place a bit longer than I was supposed to. And what happens at that point is, you know, the value that you offered and the things that you were able to do in that space, if you overstay when you're supposed to stay or when you're supposed to leave, then all of a sudden you start to undo the value that you brought to there initially. And so in this space, I learned, right, after going through that a few times in my life with different experiences. And so it was just time for me to move. You know, everything that you know had transpired was pointing to me saying, okay, it's time to make the move. And it's easy to tolerate things when you're comfortable, right? It's very easy to just tolerate things when you're comfortable. And I could have tolerated things, you know, that were transpiring, or, you know, just been okay with what was going on because I knew what to expect at least. It wasn't the most horrible thing. But when you are focused on growth, man, it's a different standard. And you know, there's a famous quote, I forget who said it or where I first heard it, but it says that you cannot heal in the same environment that you became sick in. And so I started to realize that I'm not talking about being sick, but I'm talking about growth. You cannot grow in the same environment that you feel stunted in, right? Like you can't grow in that, or you can grow, but it's only so much that you can grow. And I feel like I grow as much as I could. And so before I started to just continue to get used to that space and, you know, just be comfortable where I was, and before I started to undo anything and have any friction, you know, I believe that it was just time to figure out how to make the next move. The next move I wanted to be our very own gym, the Beast of the Bay Strength Training and Empowerment Center. That's what I wanted it to be, but the cards wasn't dealt that way. And so what I had to do was I had to reach out and in my community again and just say, to see who was open to having, who had space that I could kind of rent out and kind of move and relocate to. And just so happened that a space was available from the gentleman that I ended up meeting a couple of years ago and having that conversation with. And turns out that he was first renting a space out of the building that he had moved to at that time. And then some things happened, you know, where he was able to purchase the building from the original owner and just build his gym into that entire space instead of just having a little piece of the space. And man, I'm gonna bring this guy onto the podcast. His name is Chris Robertson, man. And I'm gonna bring this guy on here and just kind of interview him. When you hear his story, man, it's gonna be absolutely just, oh my goodness. It's one of those stories that when you hear it, you know that this guy is going places. But not just this guy is going places, he's going to the vision that he has for himself. And so when I reached out to him and I was sharing with him, man, I'm ready to grow. You know, I'm in this stage right now. I have, you know, clients, but I'm ready to grow to another level. You know, I'm ready to put myself out there, not be comfortable again. I'm comfortable where I am right now, but it's just time to move before that starts to, you know, take a toll on me as far as my vision and what I want to do. And he was open. And man, he opened the doors and welcomed me in. And allowed me to come check out the space. He had a whole back storage area that he wasn't really utilizing for the gym, and opened that space up to me. And this last week, we were able to utilize that space the first week of September. Over the last 2 weeks of August 2019, I was kind of going back and forth between this space, kind of cleaning up, and then having some clients meet me over there in the evening time and showing them what to do and trying to fill out the space. And then I had the 2 weeks at the end of August that I was doing that. Then I had the first week of September that I just fully made the transition. And that was pretty powerful. So this first week was done, and now into the second week, and we moved most of the stuff that we had in storage. We moved all the stuff we had in storage, like I said, and now it's time for us to get more equipment. More equipment just to make it a little bit more functional in the space for what I need to serve the clients. So, man, this is the first day. We get ready to go there and open up. And yes, it's going to be powerful, man. So if you haven't been checking out my social media, definitely check it out. Big Tommy Burns on Facebook, on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. All that stuff is Big Tommy Burns. So go check it out. I'll be showing the videos and the pictures and just document the journey. And I think that I've come to a place where I made the decision I'm going to do more audio content than anything else, because I'm in my car driving, like commuting back and forth to work, and then even in between, like going places and making runs for work and errands and things like that. I'm in my car probably about 3 hours a day commuting back and forth. Like, and so I think that this is a place where I can get more content out. And so I'm trying to figure out a way to provide even more value through audio content and supplement that with the videos, with the pictures, with the written content as well. I definitely want to do a blog or post on my website. And I want to do a lot more video work as well, so that I can, get even more content out for people that are visual people, that people that just want to watch the journey. You know, I was watching I had this hunch to watch the Truman Show a few weeks back before I came into this month, and I wanted to start documenting this experience. Like, I wanted to start documenting this entire thing from start to finish. And I was thinking, man, maybe I could just go live like all day and record most of my day and what it's been like, you know. And if that was possible for me, if anybody know how to do it, I'm open for suggestions, by the way. But if that was possible for me, I'm talking about with like minimal equipment. All I have is my little camera phone, my camera on my phone. I have my iPad and laptop. So that's all equipment that I have, man. But I don't have a lot of stuff, and I'm not a high tech person at all. But I definitely want to do that if it's possible. So I'm gonna just. Right, I haven't been able to really do it in the first week. I've been doing lots of pictures, done some videos, but I'm definitely looking to do like live videos, because I want to record the journey, and I want to document everything, like not just the good, like we're opening up, but I want to I mean, I want to record and document mopping the floors. You know what I mean? Having to dust and clean, having to go through calls to fill up my schedule. I want to talk about it and want you guys to see what it's like when my schedule's not filled up and the frustration that I go through, like even the anxiety that I go through, because I know that if I don't fill my calendar up, then I'm not able to serve people. If I'm not able to serve people, then I don't get paid. If I don't get paid, then there's bills. And if there's bills and you don't get paid, it produces a shitty situation and shitty feelings, shitty emotions, right? And I've been in that place for a while, man, where I had experienced those things over the last few months. And that's what let me know that it was like time to move, because I was just in it wasn't bad. There was nothing that was, you know, nothing that I couldn't control that people were doing to me and stuff like that. I mean, I'm pretty in control of myself and my environments and things like that. But, you know, I was just in a very stuck kind of place. And I needed to do something to get unstuck. And moving is what had to happen for sure. So, yeah, so I'm excited about this step, because it's the next step into what I see it as the next step into to the next step of the vision, which is the first, you know, we go from the first Beast of the Bay strength training space to the first Beast of the Bay strength training and empowerment center, like our very first facility. And so I want to document this process from now where we are now, like fully document for where we are now all the way to where we are going and beyond, man. You know, there's the work life, and then there's also me competing. You know, I want to document that as well. So in 2020, I plan on getting my pro card and strongman so that I can compete around the world at the professional level. And that's going to take another level of focus, another level of training, right? You know, there's the gym. There's my relationship with my fiance, soon to be wife. And, you know, the wedding coming up. You know, there's all type of stuff that's happening right now in my world. And, man, I would really, really love to provide some value for people that are going to go the same route, or that may, you know, need to see somebody else live out their experience while they're going through it. You know, I was thinking, what if we could have watched Bill Gates build Microsoft, starting from the garage and then building into, you know, what it is today? You know, the incredible philanthropist that the Gates are, the Gates Foundation. What if we could have seen Steve Jobs building from the garage with Apple? What if we could have seen, you know, a lot of these things just documented, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, the all of it? You know, I think it would have given us a greater appreciation, even more so, of the stories. But also, I really, really believe that it would also allow more people to understand that they can build, but it takes a serious amount of dedication, commitment, and focus. Because I believe that we all have a gift to give to the world, that we all have gifts, and we're all supposed to produce something with the gifts that we're given to leave in the world. Like, we're supposed to build something with it. I sincerely believe that. And these guys have done it. But what if you could have watched when they were having a rough time, when they were going bankrupt, when they were having emotional breakdowns and things like that? The same things that you go through, they were going through as well. And I believe that it would allow a lot of people to know that it's just a natural part of the process of progress. And so I want to have that experience with people that follow me, people that watch me. Because there's nothing like special about, you know, and this is going to sound strange, because I believe, like, man, they had a tremendous amount of focus. And some people may even look at me like that. Man, this guy has a tremendous amount of ambition and drive and motivation. And there's nothing special about me. I just refuse to stop. I refuse to stop believing that there's something that I'm supposed to do, that I'm supposed to bring forth. And I'm going to do that. You know, I just refuse, regardless of how bad it gets and what it may look like and what it may feel like, I just refuse to stop. And that's it. I hold on to the thing that I was given. And sometimes it's very hard. Sometimes it gets very cloudy, and I'm holding on by a thread, but I hold on to it, man. But if you can see me in those times, and then see the times that we make it through, or that I make it through, and then start posting up the pictures of, you know, oh man, opening up the new space, looking to welcome the clients in, you know, and just seeing how, oh man, he went through all of that, but it worked out. And then another time, man, he went through all of that, but it worked out. He went through all of that. He had to figure that out. Oh, that didn't work out. Well, that was just meant to happen so that I could go another round and figure out something else. So I was supposed to add value in another space, right? So, yeah, so it's powerful, man. It's very powerful once we start putting things in perspective. And I'm very, very grateful for the space that I'm in, and I'm very excited. Very excited for what we are right now, the journey, and where we have come from. Man, it was kind of rough for a few months, for a while. It was rough. But I'm very, very glad that we persevered, man, and we pushed through. And so now we're in a new space, new place, and a new season. And I'm excited, because with new season comes new opportunity. And with new opportunities, more time to serve, and there's an even greater level of expansion that can take place. So I appreciate you guys listening. If you're listening out there, make sure that if you have found value in this, that you share it with people, man, that you believe will find value in it as well. I definitely want to do more audio. I'm sorry I sound kind of stuffed up. I did a lot of cleaning yesterday in the new space, and lots of dust in my nasal area, so I'm congested here. But yeah, I just wanted to get this out while I had time, because they're just sitting up in traffic anyway. So yeah, I wanted to get it out, but I appreciate you guys listening. And yeah, make sure you check out all of the social media stuff, because there'll be more content going up there, and I'll be sharing more of the journey with you guys. Peace from the Beast.